What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. Take KUT. 90.3
FM. Easy now, Beagle. Beagle, no.
Yes, I sure would like to drive this car.
Let me drive it. Let me show you how to do it.
Beagle, you're drunk.
Come on now, let me see the wheels. Oh yeah, that's more like...
Oh no! Oh no!
Why don't you loosen up? I'm just having a good time.
What's so special about this Charlene, anyway?
Then get out of here, you nerd bird!
Nerd bird, you say? My talent's capture, coming at you like a rapture, old school. I'm both your reign supreme and your stool. I'll gobble up your spleen and squash you up in my lower intestine. Your time was nigh and now it's niller. Some woman said I was a party killer. Particular or what? You bitch. My cranium's like an insanium for my thoughts. Back east, cephalophilus sores can rot. Hot diggity, dog diggity, yachts. Biddly squiddly diddly rumpazoo, that means, would you like a squirrely in the morning? Squirrely, that means squirrel carcass.
Secret mission.
Secret mission?
Shh! Ryan, you imbecile!
Sorry, I just get carried away. I saw the movie.
Listen, here's the deal.
The movie, they took the guy down to...
Listen to me.
Trust him.
Listen, this ship
rocket speak right out of the face. What's in it for me?
I dug up a picture of me that doesn't look so bad. I think I'll send it to her today.
Horace, I hate to tell you this. Barclay already asked Charlene out.
He's meeting her tonight at the critter's house.
Booyah!
Clarence, is this one of your jokes?
Does this look like a joke to you, Horace?
Boxy, please, quiet down. I'm trying to hear myself think here. Booyah!
Guys, here she comes. How do I look? Horace!
Brockton, what took you so long? Did you get the pictures I wanted? I see. That's much worse than I expected.
Break it up, you guys. If Charlene comes here and sees you two fighting, she won't want either of you.
Stay out of this, WT Doggums.
I think you should prepare yourself for what you're going to see. Because you're not going to like it. Barkley? Horace? Meet Charlene. Keep your pants on, Barkley. She's dead.
Dead?
I sent Brockton out to spy on her house. We never expected this. After she hadn't moved from her window for 3 hours, Brockton broke into the apartment and found her like this.
Why would someone keep a freeze-dried dog in their apartment?
One can only assume that she was used to bait unsuspecting dates.
Well, if she the bait, then who was the one doing the fishing? What are y'all waiting for? Somebody get the dog. All right, I get the dog.
I'll get it.
Oh, no, you don't. He got me.
Horace, get off me, you fat ass!
To do more than just put it together and get the bread.
How did Sesame Street do it?
First blush, the whole field of leisure and what is called by some people wasting time or goofing off or just relaxation or something like that is Well, it's a very difficult thing to understand because most people don't have the focus, the parameters that are necessary to understand this within current sociological norms.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
I want to know about the zoot suits and the Charleston. I want to remember that.
Charleston?
Yeah. That was my favorite one. And the snake hips and the black bottoms.
Salty dog.
Me and my dad used to do the snake hips. Charleston. Yeah, we'd throw up the rug, and me and my old man, we'd get back and do it all.
Well, goofing off is... not really being what you're really supposed to be doing, and it's like you're just walking around doing nothing, and then you start like
putting sticks in mailboxes
and taking like cans out of garbage cans and kicking them, you know.
Well, you know, one summer, my sister and her husband had this trailer. I don't know what, there's all different kinds of names to it. They don't have the kind you drive. They have the kind you hitch on, you know. So they just think it's marvelous to go all over the country in this trailer, you know. So one summer, they asked me to come along. Well, now, my sister has 6 children. Now, I don't know why she thought that was so much fun, because every time they got somewhere, she just had all the dishes and all the things and all of that to do, you know. And everybody else went traipsing all over into the countryside, into a lake, you know, take a dip and all of that. And then when you get to the camp place, you dump all of that. But, you know, at the camp place, they have lots of other trailers, you know, and they kind of like to get together and talk about, well, look at my trailer, and this is my kind, you know, and you have a... Really, it's just, you know, it's a moving community. And you run into people you've met the summer before, and, oh, they just think it's grand. Well, I like traveling of it, you know, looking around. So I was talking to my husband about it, and he did this thing for me, and, you know, it really is something. We have this window, and it looks right out on the garage. Well, who cares about looking out on the garage? You know, I mean, who cares about that? So what he did is we put a little window against the window, and we got all these old travelogues. You know, they're awfully cheap. You can just get them for nothing. And we run them. And it's kind of outside my kitchen, and I can just travel anywhere I want to. I just put on my travelogue, and it goes by outside the window, just like in a trailer, but without all the inconvenience and the expense. And believe you me, those trailers are expensive.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you? Hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Thank you.
Meow. Guess I really should go inside and do the dishes. Well, it's good for me to lay in the sun, though. I mean, if I lie in the sun, it's good for your skin. Well, you shouldn't lie in the sun too much. They say you can get skin cancer if you lie in the sun a whole lot. I like to lie in the sun just because it feels good. Every time I think something feels good, I always think that, like, I have to have a reason for it to feel good. And it's very hard to just say, oh, that feels good, and just do it because it feels good. It has to be profitable. Well, I suppose if I organize my time, I could lie in the sun and get a nice tan and then run in and do the dishes. Except that after I lie in the sun for so long, I just want to go to sleep. You know, it'd be nice just to lie here and listen to the bird sounds and stuff instead of figuring things out.
First of all, to the question that is often stated, that one man's sauce is another man's acid, I believe. Is that it? No, sauce for the goose, I suppose, as well. Well, whatever it is, you see, it's the question that that some people actually find that what they call work is what other people call play. Now, I suppose that strikes you as odd on the surface, but not I, me, actually, because...
You think you aren't getting ahead in the world? You think you aren't going to make it? Well, I want to tell you something, my friend. It's probably because you aren't willing to compare yourself and to compare your performance with that of others. Competition is the name of the game. It's been the name of the game since Adam and Eve and that snake. It's been the name of the game right down through the times of the kings and queens. It's been the name of the game ever since our forefathers founded this country on the basic principles we all know and love. Watch one of those baseball players on a major league team. Watch one of those football players taking a run around right end. Watch one of those captains of industry struggling to get to the top. He compares his performance with the next guy, and he'll walk all over that guy if he has to get right up there to the top, because the only way you have a view of the world that is worth it is from the top of the heap.
Thrummula, thrummula, thrilp. Come lipsible, lipsible, lilp. Dim thricken me thrummulum gumptulus bummy. Storm gurgle, umbumdula bilp.
Sitting at my typewriter, look by the window, and I could see out a lot of trees out by the fence, and I had remembered reading about these people at Stanford, you know, could communicate with plants, and at least the appearance was there was some relationship between what they did and what the plants did. They haven't established it yet as communication. And I looked at these trees. It was a nice day, just some beautiful clouds in the sky, and I stopped and I thought, wow, and I said loud, you trees are just beautiful. Thank you. You're really beautiful. And right at that moment, they all went whoosh, whoosh, whoosh in the wind, and they kind of bowed and waved to me. And for a moment, it kind of scared me. I thought, whoops, you know. But it was really fine. I talk to them a lot now.
I think the important thing about a vacation is a husband and wife should try to take it together. It's a time for them to get away from the business of the husband going off and going to work and the wife being isolated in the house and dragged down to the kids. Well, the husband and wife should find a time to get off and be alone, park the kids with the grandmother and come on up here to where they can be in a cabin by themselves. And I can get out in the lake and fish. I'd spend evenings before we came out here, and I tied all my own flies. I'd be astonished what it cost you to get a fly tying vise and the various equipment, the threads. You know, these damn feathers come from halfway around the world. Fishing isn't catching fish, you know what I mean? Fishing is getting out here in a boat, having the sun on you, and getting off where you can be alone with yourself. And with other people, too. It's being uncomfortable in a new way. It isn't just relaxing, it's doing something else. It's being what you are. Oh, I had to do this. You would never find me out here, I'll tell you that. Don't catch enough fish to be worth it. I figured out once that the fish we eat on the table cost me $47 a pound. You know that? $47 a pound.
My father always used to find the most intense pleasure in untangling string and rolling it up neatly into a ball. And it wasn't so much the rolling up into the ball as the figuring out of the maze of the tangles. It's like doing a crossword puzzle. And that is, of course, the deeper and inner meaning of being amazed. It's the pleasure of getting involved in a maze with all sorts of twists and turns and tunnels and bridges. And the same fascination is really involved in playing music, or in singing music, making your voice go through all sorts of wiggles. I mean, the whole world is wiggles. And the more you think about it, the more you see that there would be no point in trying to get unwiggled or completely untangled. If everything was straightened out, everything would be very dull.
The words "goofing off" definitely create an image of like neglected responsibility in pursuit of good times, something like that, you know. Plus, you know, like it helps. It makes it more acceptable if it's an entertaining diversion that the cats come up with, or whatever. Rather than some, you know, I don't know. That could be anything. So what if a cat like took time off from the army to collect stamps or something, you know, secretly?
If we're going to goof off, we shouldn't learn anything to do it, should we? I mean, we should just goof off.
Well, you can't do something unless you know what you're doing.
But do you think dancing is really the foxtrot? Do you think that really is goofing off? It wouldn't be goofing off unless we did it down the sidewalk or something. We could do that. Do you think we could do that?
Well, that would be... people would notice.
But isn't that the point?
No, you don't have to offend others to goof off.
Wouldn't that offend anyone, would it? We could just make a point of dancing down the sidewalk whenever we left the house.
But people would see.
But of course they would see.
And they would say...
They would say, look at
those marvelous people dancing down the sidewalk. Why don't we do that?
What would you say if you saw people dancing down the sidewalk? Would you say marvelous people? You certainly would not.
What would you say?
Crazy people. You'd say irresponsible people.
How do you know what I would say? Is that what I would say?
Of course, that's what you always say.
But have you? I think that's terribly presumptuous of you.
Whenever you have seen something you could not explain, you have disapproved of it.
Have I indeed?
Every time.
Well, my goodness.
Think back.
My goodness. Well, supposing, what is the last thing I disapproved of? Perhaps we should do that.
That was very good. Goodbye.
I always say that an intelligent person gets paid for playing. That is to say, he makes his living by doing what he really enjoys doing. So that there isn't a hard and fast distinction between work and leisure or work and play. I think one of the great problems of our culture is that we almost assume that a person has to do a dull thing called work in order to earn the right to live.
I don't think we've ever had as good a time as we've had since we got on the cable.
I must destroy myself before I...
Fred down the road still got an antenna.
Once the terrible sickness takes possession of
him, he doesn't get a quarter of the programs we get. You know, you can see those bullfights broadcast up from Tijuana. You can see things from San Jose, coming down from Sacramento. No, I wouldn't go back to the antenna no matter what you paid me.
You put the seed in the ground, and you water it, and you have to water it. If you don't go out and water it, nothing happens. And so you go out and water it, and then a week goes by, and nothing's happening, right? There's just still the ground there with a lot of water on it. And then pretty soon, right, you go out one day to water it, and there's this little tiny little thing, like it's looking at you, and it's you know, it's like an ecstatic experience that all of a sudden, like, there's this thing growing from the seed you put in the ground and you watered. And you go out a few days later and, like, it's bigger. And then it's bigger and it's bigger and bigger. And before long, right, there's this vine. And there's these little green things hanging all over it. And pretty soon they're about 6 or 8 inches long or 3 feet long even. And you've got these cucumbers, right? And this incredible, beautiful plant growing in your yard. And you can take the cucumbers in your house, and I mean, and this plant that you've done all this for has given you back, right, these cucumbers or carrots or lettuce or, you know, hundreds of different kinds of things that you can plant. And it's just, I mean, like, all of a sudden you realize what it really takes and what you really get, you know, from just putting this one incredible little seed. And some of those seeds aren't even any bigger than a pinhead, and you can get like this huge, we got a huge carrot once, you know, from this incredible little tiny seed.
Where I was a simple tailor in the daytime, and I just sat and sewed and stitched, you see, and I got arthritis in my hands, but I could still sew a little bit, and my attitude was going down, 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 until I got a moonlighting job, you see. And it changed everything. I became the barker outside a topless joint in the North Beach of San Francisco. And all of my juices began to flow again. And all of my energies began to increase. And my sewing and tailoring increased. Now I can put out 2 suits when I could only put out 1 before. And I get down to my shop at night and I bark, I bark, I bark. Moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. It is the only way, only way, only way.
I will now play the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you.
I don't know. I guess sometimes I just like to just kind of lay around and think. You know, just kind of imagine things. And like sometimes when I shut my eyes, you know, like I get a lot of patterns that I can see in my head. And I just like to watch them, you know, just kind of watching them. And then when I'm watching them, just all of a sudden without trying to, I'll find myself kind of thinking about a situation. And it might be sort of present day. Or sometimes, you know, it's really odd. Sometimes I have like these 17th century things in my head, and I'll just be in this place. And I can just stay there and sit and be there, you know, just kind of somewhere else.
Well, I want to tell you that I'm not a pervert in any sense of the word. I'm a happily married man, and we have a normal and very fulfilling relationship. But I don't know if you ever noticed how it is, but women's clothes are made differently from men's clothes. And I don't mean just the shape of the bodies. I mean the texture of the fabrics and the way they feel on your skin. I don't like to dress up like a woman. That isn't the point at all. It's just that the feel of the soft fabrics made out of the rayon and the silk against the skin gives an entirely different feeling than men's clothes, which are made of cotton and wool and sturdier kinds of fabrics like that. And it's just a different physical experience of the different kinds of fabrics against the skin.
I'm goofing off when I fill out my income tax, you know, because it seems like an interruption in my attention. I'm not interested in filling out my income tax.
I said, I am going to work my tail off to understand this whole field. And I have. I've sweated and strained, and I have understood leisure to the point where now I think I am the world's reigning expert in leisure. I say that not because I want to brag, but because I think it's time somebody understood leisure as well as I think I do. I say that intimately, but there it is. Now, work to me is what you do, right? And leisure is what you don't do.
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. There's nothing on the screen.
No.
Should put a card on or something.
But it's running short. But it's like a drops
must be. No, we can't just leave it like that.
Wow. But it's like a drops must be. We have nothing.
Was it Buddha that said what? Just no. Wait. Was it Buddha that said, don't do something?
Sit down, relax.
Just stand there.
It'll be okay.
I think we tell a lot about ourselves when we talk about the pursuit of happiness. Because once you think of happiness as something that you have to pursue, then it's something that's inevitably outside of yourself. And then inevitably you can never catch it. It'll just be like one of those rabbits, always a couple of steps ahead of the racing dogs. And that's what I'm trying to get away from. That is, that happiness or being is something that you have to pursue. Being is. Heidegger said that we've become forgetful of existence or forgetful of being. And we only really remember what it's all about as death approaches, or sometimes in moments of poetry. And so I went back through a lot of literature and asked a lot of people if they could think of any of these moments of remembrance of existence when suddenly everything appears as it really is, that is infinite, as Blake said. And mostly in literature, these transcendental moments come with the approach of death or some tremendous effort or danger or something like that. It takes that much in our society to sort of jog us out of this forgetfulness of existence. And I'm foreseeing a kind of society, a transformed society, in which we will remember existence. We won't have to wait until we've spent all of our life wondering what we're doing, and finally, at the last moment, realize that we missed the whole thing.
Wait a minute.
Just let go. No.
No.
Just sitting on an old log. Know what I mean? Hey, look, my tail's wagging. That's good news. It means I'm happy. I don't consciously control that. See, watch, I'll try to make my tail wag. See, it just gets all confused. That's the mysterious thing about tails. Sometimes I like getting lost in these woods. It's not that scary, 'cause I can always hear the ocean in the distance. Ah, finally got out of there. And what a view, the wide ocean. And that city over there is Critter Village. That's where I live. I play music there, too. We'll be right back. All right, let's try it again. Brockton, don't screw it up this time. One, two, one, two, three, four. You know, sometimes I feel so low, I drink right out of the toilet bowl. Freak out. Sometimes I feel so high, my tail just wags from side to side. Freak out! Freak out! Come on! Freak out! Come on! Freak out! Come on! Freak out! Come on! Freak out! Sometimes I go for the thrills, I eat my share of porcupine quills.
He needs it. I was kind of tired of Brockton. He was, or Barkley. He was staring at me with those stupid eyes. His beanie little eyes. He's got a bad attitude. A bad attitude. That's what we used to call it. I've always said the band needs someone with a little more, technique to be in front. Someone who can rhyme. Rhyme and maybe, play an instrument. Rhyme it, both. If without a rhymer, you don't really have a half of the singing thing. And playing instruments, the other half, two and two together, shazam, you got some of the greatest legends of all time were singer guitarists. And add one to the list, it happens all the time. If you guys will bear with me here, man, I think the guitarist, singer, songwriter, he's the one that runs the shebang from the get-go. And that's the kind of guy you're looking for the band as a replacement. So, hey guys, quiet down. I'm still talking.
You know, Skylar, they say with great change comes great opportunity. The Critters are in need of a frontman. Rhyming prowess is obviously a priority. What I'm proposing is a rhyming avatar, a Frankensteinian rhyming giant built of the cells of the greatest literary giants of all time. Chaucer, Shakespeare, Whitman.
It sounds like that could cause a lot of problems.
Problems? What problems, Skylar?
You just get out of control sometimes. And greedy?
I see where this is going. 10% of royalties, Skylar.
15.
I like the sunlight and the sun on my face. The wind in my hair. I like it when it's more light outside. I really like this.
Roll up that window. What are you doing?
You see that thing? Holy. Oh, don't look at that.
I think somebody just ran through them bushes there. You see that?
Look at that. That might be a ghost. Booyah, there it is.
Just keep bobbing his head up and down and then going in and coming back out.
I'm going to step on the gas. What do you think of ghosts? I don't like ghosts too much.
Man, I don't believe in them. No, didn't know such thing.
No, I'm serious now. Yeah, you can't disregard a lot of the things that happen in the natural world. They can't be explained. Listen to me, dog. They can't be explained, and you can't just ignore them. Go through life with blinders on. You can't get more serious than a ghost.
Think of it, Skylar. A rapper who possessed the lineage of the greatest minds in history. No one would be able to resist the allure. He would be double platinum before he even hit the charts.
Wow, free beer. Maybe there's more inside that cave. It's dark in here. Hello? Who's there? Who is that?
Ah, yes. 'Tis my favorite time of year. When I get to shed my crusty old self and start anew. What's this? A strand of my own DNA? What on earth would I need that for? Better hold on to this. A lyricist with rhymes so irresistible that no one could turn a deaf ear.
Is this real?
We were all wondering the same thing, were we not?
Just jump it in. We don't have time. Here, take some of this and some of that. And what is that? What is that you just put in there? Let's just say it's an unknown, undiscovered genius. Yes, it's a personal selection from my private stash. What is that? Did you put worm DNA in there? Where did you get that? Oh, man, worm DNA. No, no good. That's not gonna work. Well, you ruined it, Snakeworthy. Congratulations. Now, who knows what we're gonna get? So much for rhyming genius. More like two-headed baby.
How did you manage to board the SS Pendragon?
I don't know. I was drinking and going for a walk, and I got lost, and I took a wrong turn somewhere, and I fell down a hole.
Liar! You lie. But you're also a fool, so perhaps you're not dangerous. Welcome to our doomed vessel. I am Captain Nicodemus, and this is my crewmate, Cedric Charles Chadwick, the Third. He'll show you to your quarters.
Afternoon! Snake Doggy Dog, the name! Monica Fadilly Balilla!
Was that a rhyme?
Are you the porter? Who's minding my bags? I have a train to catch.
Skylar, what's wrong? He doesn't rhyme.
Why, I say, that glass vial's no match for this reptile. Indeed!
He's magnificent!
He's all right.
Let's go! T-minus, hurry it up! I haven't got all day! A 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
What really life is about? Just sitting back, drinking your drink.
Thank you, excuse me, pardon, coming through.
Hey, big jerk, watch where you're going.
Snake dog, coming through, out of my way, you downy shepherd's crook.
A what? A crook? I'm not a shepherd's crook. What kind of crook are you talking about? What kind of crook do you mean by that? I'm not a crook.
Attention, Critter Village, prepare to be pillaged by the reptilian wordsmith whom you don't dare mince words with. No autographs, no pictures, just heed ye my scriptures. From the glittery literati comes this slippery vertebrati. It's spectacular, it's true that I share my vernacular with you. So get off your chairs, get out of your beds, your lives will be saved in just T-minus 10.
Mutant weird rock star on it who's a big jerk. Wait, there he is. That's the guy. That's the guy on TV. He called me some kind of shepherd's cane. It's got me all pissed off.
Hey, lay low. Take it down. Chill for a while. Wow, look at that ride. A never-ending white limo. Supreme. Sugar bang, pow.
What? He doesn't have very good moves. I don't like the way he's spinning around like that.
Yeah. Just watch. Hold on. Take a ride.
Cedric, do you mind if I ask where we are going?
We're on a mystical voyage to a faraway land. Nicodemus is searching for the antidote to the poison thorn in his paw. Oh dear, I've done it again!
Cedric Charles Chadwick III, did I not forbid you to discuss my problems with strange creatures?
Here we are again.
I would have you walk the plank if we weren't already doomed.
It's okay, Nicodemus. I can relate. I guess I have a thorn in my paw also.
You do? Friend, tell me your troubles.
Well, you know, it's different. It's all my friends and our band. I don't think there's an antidote to this poison. I guess it all started when I was just a puppy.
Whoa, look at all that stuff. What does a snake like that need with all that stuff? That's not a true message.
Yeah, he's completely gross. I hate snake, doggy dog.
I guess we both know of one person who could probably beat him at his own game. Ptah.
Who? But Barkley quit.
Not Barkley, you silly cane. Me. You must feel what I'm thinking, Rudy. I know you feel what I'm thinking.
You can't rap!
Come on, Rudy. I'm Magnificat. I can do anything. I'm unstoppable with my message of brotherhood and shaking down the bad stuff, bringing up the good. First off, I might need a cooler name. There's nothing more fashionable than Magnificat. But to catch the clowns, to catch onto the clingy clowns that need the cat with the clout. I might need a more catchy name, something that sticks.
I don't know, how about, True Blue?
Nah, Rudy, that's square. Come on, think outside the box a little. I know about that True Blue stuff, but I'm thinking more like the Blue Wave. It really sticks to the teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's really great. I should have thought of that. The Blue Wave, that's really cool.
Hey, Sky.
Uh-huh. What is it, Brockton?
Hey, Sky, I've been thinking about the snake dog.
Snake dog.
Yeah, you know. I don't think he's all that. He's got the bling bling and the glamour and the pretty girls and I've seen him, he drives around with a little white limo, you know? Oh, he thinks he's something hot. Flavor of the week, though, you know?
What's your point, Brockton?
I think I might be able to take him. I think I could compete with him on his level. Yeah, a little above his level, really. I think maybe I could take him in like a competition, like a battle rap type of tournament, you know?
The only problem I see with that, Brockton, is that Snake Dog is a genius.
Snake Dog, you should call him Snake Log. That's how he's going to just sit around when I'm done with him. I'll tear him up.
He might have
a lot of things now, but I'm gonna take it all away from him and put him out on the street. And I think he knows it. I mean, sort of the wrong worm at the wrong place and the wrong time. The wrong worm at the wrong time and is the right worm for the right place, or the right worm for the wrong place and the wrong time.
Okay, Brockton, I get what you're saying, but unfortunately,
I got a name to think of too. I you know, a big part of this rap game is to
I can't get it out of my head. I'm completely consumed. You don't know what it feels like to see your own son surpass every hope and dream that you've ever had for yourself? It's unbearable!
Well, have you been taking your Ritalin?
Ah, well, I stopped because I wanted my son to see me for who I am.
And now that he sees that, he doesn't want to have anything to do with you?
Right.
The big thing about it is you have to pick up a name for yourself. Give yourself a little flair, you know? Spice up just your own personality. I was thinking about doing that with this name, Cacklegack.
Cacklegack?
Yeah, this guy. You know, like, Cacklegack. I cut your nose slack. Cacklegack.
Cacklegack sounds like a disease.
Cacklegack.
How about Flapper the Hip Hop Flop?
You don't like Cacklegack or what?
Cacklegack is ridiculous. Snake Doggy Dog, for instance. There's a name that makes perfect sense.
How about this, the Big Bad Bird Alert? That's me talking. Coming at you, Big Bad Bird Alert.
How about the Big Bad Nerd Alert?
yeah, right.
That's a good one.
I don't think many people will be laughing, though. You can tell that to my fans.
What fans?
I think I'd have some fans. I definitely have a couple of them. Probably quite a few.
Zippity Zow, Cleon Clouds. Honey Blossom, Opossum, Truly Awesome. A Buttery Substance, Guacamole Surprise. Zow, Fisherman's Catch, Vetted Studded, Velvet Studded Milk, Smooth. Krylon, Velour, Velux. Deluxe, Velux, Velour.
The real rap stigma that there's no talent in rap because they're not musicians. But if a rapper played guitar, it would solve everything. Call it rap and roll. You know? I need to make my move.
You need to move into the other room so I can get some rest.
I need to make my move.
Brockton, Snake Dog is a genius. And unfortunately, the only reason you can't see that is because his genius is so above anything you could comprehend.
Yeah, right. Above. Intellectually, maybe. Hey, Skylar, look at that moon. She's a sweet one tonight. Is that? She's waning, though, isn't she? Skylar? Are you there?
Barclay, your problems must weigh heavily on those very fine, milky white shoulders of yours. But there's good news. Good news indeed. Verily, I have the antidote to your poison. By chance, have you ever heard of a thing? It's called rap metal.
Rap metal? We don't have anything like that in Critter Village.
In the land where I come from, Schnixelfuss, that's the only music we listen to. It was started by a man named Dominic Chianese. And now he is remembered in a song as one of our most splendid heroes. This was his precious microphone. It is an enchanted rap metal microphone.
What's enchanted about it?
It has the power to transform your voice into that of a most splendid siren god. With one word, you'll instantly win the hearts and minds of a million adoring fans. You'll be forever remembered as the one who...